Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're already into hour number two. Aaron Dykes is going to be in studio coming up in about 30 minutes for the big report on eugenics, part three, from 1960 onward. We're taking your calls right now. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, thanks for holding.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it.
You bet. I appreciate you calling, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, what I'd like to start with the fact that I was kind of turned on to government corruption and such in the mid to late 80s with actually it was a band called Queensryche, had an album out called Operation Mindcry.
Yeah, that's really political. In fact, I remember about a year or two ago, I never really realized that they were playing a triple shot on a local radio station of Queensryche. And three songs in a row were just anti-New World Order. It blew me away.
Exactly. I was thinking something like Revolution Calling would be great bumper music for you.
No, they certainly know what's going on, and they knew back in the 80s.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, these guys couldn't have come up with this stuff right off the top of their heads. There's got to be something underneath. So from there, I started doing research. I read William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, and that just blew me away as well. Some of the stuff that's in that book is unbelievable.
A lot of it is documented.
And he's got it right in the book.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, the Politics of Fear CDs, the shows that aired on BBC a while back, are really awesome. And, you know, from there, I found your show about a year ago and have been listening to it. I've got the InfoWars stickers and 9/11 was an inside job stickers on my car. And
what type of response do you get?
You know, it kind of, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes indifferent. It all depends.
Do you ever have like guys with big American flags made by Chinese slaves like drive up beside you and give you a dirty look?
My next door neighbor. My next door neighbor. He saw that on my car, and since then, I mean, he would come outside and he never speaks to me anymore. I'm like, Steve, what's going on? How are you doing? And I noticed the bumper sticker on your car, and I tried to explain things to him, and he just kind of blew me off. So I figure, well, you know, it's your life; you can do what you want.
So he said, I noticed the bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah.
Now imagine, see, Americans in the past would love to debate, love to argue. That man would respect your right to have that opinion. But see now, oh, I better not talk to him. You know why? Because he knows that's big medicine. He knows that's powerful. He knows deep down it's true. He's upset. Listen, I got some neighbors who, when we first moved in like 3-4 years ago, were real friendly and nice. And one day, about a month later, she calls up and she goes, "Is that you on TV?" Oh, it was this old lady. And I said, yeah, that's me. She went, oh, and hung the phone up. Man, they look at me like I am literally Satan now.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten that reaction myself. I was in one of the local water...
Look, they're like dumb Nazi followers, man. They're not going to know till their country's in ruins and they're bankrupt, okay?
Yeah.
It's all going to come out later and they're going to be, gee, we didn't know. Gee, we didn't, you know, because they don't know anything.
Exactly.
They think patriotism is mindlessly worshiping Bill O'Reilly, the pervert.
Oh, geez. Don't even get me started on that guy. But it's just unbelievable. I'll be in town at one of the local watering holes talking to people, trying to spread the word. And, you know, sometimes the reaction will be good, and I'll get them a copy of Terror Storm or a copy of one of your other DVDs and give it to them, and everything will go great. But one thing I would really like to know is...
Stay there. I'll quickly finish up with you because I get to everybody else. We'll go to David, Jonathan, Jeremiah, and many others.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to play about 6 minutes of Aldous Huxley, a speech he gave shortly before his death in Berkeley, California, where he talks about the invisible government, the oligarchy, the New World Order. His book, Brave New World, of course, was written in 32, where they scientifically inject you with mercury and other chemicals to brain damage you when you're a baby, where they radiate you as in the womb to control you, to have subclasses where the elite dumbs down. See, eugenics told the public they wanted to make the race better, which itself was misguided. But in reality, they want to create subspecies. And we have Bertrand Russell on record. We literally have thousands of quotes. Folks, we have so much evidence of what they're doing. Well, I just want to say, don't listen to me. Be sure and take your injections. They really want to help you. Let me just tell you that. Maybe I'll use reverse psychology on you. I mean, folks, learning what I've learned. Again, I've said I don't know everything. I don't know much. And the more I learn, the more I realize the old saying's true, that the more I learn, the more I learn how much I don't know. But I knew about eugenics, and I knew they wanted to kill 80% of us, and I knew I had all these documents, and I knew. But I didn't fully understand how big it was and how they're in every major power position. And, you know, because you still got that idea in the back of your head, oh, okay, they say this and they do this, but they're not really meaning to do it. And then you just find out that it's just unlimited writings. I mean, I could find the documents and the quotes and the books, I think, as fast as they're writing them. So it's inexhaustible. It's just everywhere. I mean, we're just randomly surfing around the web last night, and then Aaron goes, what's that? And we click on it, some horrible famous eugenics quotes from Bertrand Russell. And then, there's a video clip at the state of Texas saying the children have bad gene pools and must be put on drugs. I mean, it's just... All right, I'm already getting off into it. It's actually blown me away. Every time I think I can't be blown away, the New World Order just blows me away. I mean, they are the absolute spawn of hell. They are directly out of the depths of the blackest hole in Hades, ladies and gentlemen. These people eat, breathe, sleep, live to create misery. They love hurting you. They love hurting children especially. They are, and they just revel in it. And there's quotes like, soon our scientific dictatorship will be in complete control. A revolt against the New World Order. I'm paraphrasing. I'll read it when Aaron gets in here. I don't have the quote in front of me. I haven't printed it off. This is like 1 in the morning we're reading this. Soon the scientific dictatorship of the New World Order will be invincible. A revolt by the population, by the plebiscites, will be the same threat as sheep revolting against humans for the consumption of mutton. Mutton's sheep. Baby sheep, isn't it? Juvenile sheep. In other words, you people are like farm animals. There's nothing you can do. Yeah! That's from a Nobel Prize winner, literally, globalist, writing the book on it all. And, I mean, it's just, and you just find out. And meanwhile, they prance around. You know, all these people are time 100. Russell, Sanger, Hitler, it doesn't matter. But a lot of them, they just say, oh, loving, liberal, helping children, oh, helping blacks. Then you read, them, I'm going to get the blacks into the weeds. I can't wait to kill them. And then, oh, Time Magazine, oh, so loving. Oh, I mean, folks, do you have any idea how out of control it is? How over the top? No, I guess you don't. I guess I don't either. It's just, to have them calling a sheep and saying that it's like sheep revolting against their owners for the eating of mutton. Hey, Aaron, I see you walking around out there in case you're not listening. Get that Bertrand Russell. I think it's in the printer. I think it's in your printer. I think I printed it. Oh, headache. Can't wait till Endgame's done, folks. I am kind of frazzled. I just say this so you know why I sound a little different lately. I get home at 3 in the morning and get up at 7. You don't really sleep right, and you do it day after day. You just start getting, I actually feel good. I just feel kind of frazzled, what I mean? I feel like I'm hungover, but I haven't been drinking. You know that feeling? It's like a work over. I have those. Let's go ahead and go back to Jim in Michigan real fast. Jim, what was your last question?
Yeah, my last question was, I've got a friend, my best friend in the world. I'd do anything for him, but he's a dyed-in-the-wool, hardcore conservative. And he says, okay, you tell me all this stuff. You say you're trying to open my eyes to it. You say Bush is a puppet and all this other stuff. Who runs Bush? And I was at a loss for words. I didn't know where to go with it. Who runs Bush?
Well, I mean, have you ever studied history?
Yeah.
Well, even Julius Caesar was controlled by about a handful of less than 10 men who owned all the major sectors of the Roman economy and the largest lands and had the most slaves on their vineyards and properties. And it's special interest. It's gangs. They're, explain to him, ask him if he's ever seen The Godfather.
Right.
Based on, the names are changed, but only slightly, from real stories and stuff that came out in the La Cosa Nostra hearings, when it all started when they busted that farmhouse having a mafia meeting. That was only one small sector of global mafia, but the Italians had become very powerful and were starting to even vie against the WASP and Jewish mafia, which are inseparable. You can't even, it's the same group. People say, well, is it this group or that group? They're all intermarried. It's the same people. Right. And they tried to come in and push them out, and it was like, we're telling people you exist, and we're burning you. And they did. And, I mean, now they're just low-level street thugs. You know, the Italian mafia is nothing. Or any of the real families, you know, went into, quote, legitimate business. They own the banks that launder the drug money. They don't actually ship the drugs in. So what's the way you explain it to them? You know that scene in The Godfather 1 where there's like 15 guys around the table, the bosses from all the main cities, but then there's the one boss who's from the most powerful family,
right?
You know, and he basically calls the shots. Well, okay, globally there's about 100 of them. And they go to the Bilderberg Group, and they actually hold court. And, I mean, there's queens and kings and Rothschilds and Rockefellers there, and they get down. They set the policy for the next year. And they'll have 25 conciliaries, 25 jumping jacks there, who are basically imperial legates. And a legate was someone, and it's all basically off a Roman system, which they developed out of the Greek and Egyptian and Babylonian and other systems they'd study. A legate... And you would have legates under a centurion, you know, his errand boy. Or you'd have a legate under a senator. But you had supreme imperial emperor's legates, and there'd generally only be one of them. They were usually a really old, trusted man who wasn't on a big power trip anymore, but had been in major seats of power. And then the legates would be dispatched to speak for the emperor. You know, they'd hold their arms up and say, I'm going to lay it out to you. Okay?
Right, so
there are 25 imperial legates on average. There are 25 imperial legates. There are 100 global owners, okay? I appreciate your call, sir. That's how it works, okay? George Bush runs absolutely nothing. He doesn't even do his own checkbook. It's all managed. He's given folders on what to cover, what to say. He does it. Same thing with Bill Clinton. Same thing with all of them. The minute they start playing president, what you saw in Dealey Plaza happens. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. David in Detroit hung up. Jonathan in Missouri, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling today to let you know as I got a bullhorn the other day.
Oh, good.
From a local tool shop. What any advice you could give me towards what I need to do? Do I need to be in like a group of some sort to be able to use it? Because I kind of don't want to, you know, be all alone.
Okay, you lawfully in a major public place around a courthouse or government building can use a bullhorn. You don't want to do it in neighborhoods and they can claim a noise ordinance. But really, if you have your shoulders down and if you are acting insecure, they will come over and arrest you. There'll be no law. By the time they slam your face in the concrete, they'll claim that was an assault on them. Doesn't matter if there's video of it. They'll assault you, kick you severely in the stomach, billy club you to the head, slam your face, drag it up and down the concrete, and then they will say that was an assault on them, publicly on video. And then, I mean, that's the new freedom. Of course, that's a very small chance that would happen to you, but you have to know that is a factor. You're just calm but direct. It's my right, First Amendment, I'm out here. This is not a march or demonstration. This is my free speech. See, they use semantical games, like under the new York film rule for commercial Hollywood filming, you've got to have a permit and insurance. Well, being a news camera out there or a demonstration or someone engaging in free speech, you aren't under that. Well, it's the same thing with these march permits and the rest of it, which have all been thrown out of court, but they still try it. I have cops show up and say, we're going to arrest you. I go ahead, I'm going to sue you personally. And by the way, you'll probably beat it, officer, but I'm still going to sue you personally. You're going to have to hire a lawyer. So you can either do the right thing and leave my First Amendment alone and stop attacking America, or you can do what you have to. Now, go ahead.
Yeah.
And in every case, they've gotten religion. And because it's like running over a deer in the road. They're bigger, they're more powerful, they've got more power behind them. But, just like I do in my car driving down the highway, and they're going to win a fight running over me. But do they want to dent up their car? Do they want to splatter my blood all over them? You see, when somebody's ready to go to jail, when somebody's ready to be tasered, when somebody's ready and confident, it isn't the image of confidence, it is true confidence, then these guys all operate off fear pheromones, because in their own system, it's all basically, you know, simian chimpanzee psychology. And I don't say that as an insult, I mean, that's how most humans operate, you know, in the same, you know, go to the king, ape, kneel before, touch the hand, they do that with each other, the lower level ones are subservient to the higher ups, and it goes up the chain, and so you let them know, I'm in command. Okay? I'm in command. I'm not breaking any laws. You are trying to break a law by trying to violate my rights. Now, you've been warned. Back off. Okay? And I'd get with a few friends and do it on your first time.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're only about 10 minutes away from Aaron Dykes in studio with part three, the final part of the eugenics analysis. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremiah in Ohio. You're on the air, Jeremiah.
I got an interesting message I got from the Hillary Clinton campaign. She left a message on our answer machine. Would you like to hear it?
You mean one of those automated messages they send out millions of? What is she talking about?
I'm saying vote for me. I'll change history. Would you like to hear it?
No, that's okay. I'm sure she already tried to change history with total socialized health care and blowing up federal buildings. Why, do you think there's something we really need to hear here?
This sounds like straight out of 1984, for real, it does.
Well, let me hear a little bit of it, and if the audio comes across well, if it telegraphs well, we'll play all of it. Go ahead.
Messages.
See, I don't mind people doing this, but it never works well.
Message.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. Listen, thanks for the call, my friend. I mean, people all the time want to call in with messages or video clips off TV, and it just, who's up next? Mike in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm kind of in a pickle, and I was wondering if you could help me. I ran into something I really don't know how to handle. It seems like a vital piece of the puzzle.
Well, let me see if I can, with my limited intellect, help you. Go ahead.
All right, well, this is kind of far out, and the problem is there's not a whole lot of documentation out on that.
Okay, well, just put it in a nutshell for me, sir.
All right. You remember how Aaron Russo said that Nick Rockefeller told him that one of their goals was to have a microchipped society?
Yes, he said that Nick Rockefeller told him that.
Right, and then you had Winthrop Rockefeller was the governor of Arkansas from 67 to 71, by the way. But anyways, I ran into some people that appeared to be in some sort of a black ops deal or something back in the 70s. ABC News stumbled onto what appears to me to have all the hallmarks of a black operation when they interviewed some people who had went to a land development in Arkansas, northwest Arkansas.
Well, anyway, Arkansas is a nest of money laundering, drug dealing, every form of corruption. Per square foot, after Manhattan or L.A. or Miami, I mean, Arkansas is in the top five most corrupt places on the planet.
I agree with you.
Against the people. And, of course, it's good, friendly Christian Baptists who all want to stay in their little prayer closets and ignore what's going on. It's a perfect place to run your evil op.
Well, here's what happened. These people that ABC News was interviewing claimed they went to this land development and they had signed some papers that they hadn't read. Anyway, they also claimed on this show that after they signed those papers that they hadn't read, that their files within the government system, you know, birth certificates, everything, just disappeared out of the government.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of scams going on. The Clintons ran all sorts of land scams, you know, Whitewater, all the rest of it. Madison Guaranteed Savings, I mean, all of that. Hubble and the rest of them. So I appreciate your call. I mean, people call in all the time and they go, you're going to be amazed by this. And then it's just mainline stuff that we know has been going on for a long time. But when you talk about black ops, true black ops, FBI black ops, CIA black ops, have been running all sorts of scams out of Arkansas that we've run into for raising money, fake stock deals, you name it, that have been going on all over the place. So, I mean, Arkansas is just a really dangerous place because you got a lot of really poor people who just want to go to church and work in the factory and keep their mouth shut. And then you've got really centralized wealth and a few families that run and own the state. And they invite in the mafia and the elites. I mean, Arkansas going back to, 1910, 1920s, Al Capone would come down from Chicago. They would have big mafia meetings there out of New York. The horse racing there. I mean, and of course, that's admitted in the town. There's all the photos of all the gangsters at the horse track. And that was the big party place. And the prostitution's big in Little Rock and in Hot Springs. Hot Springs are really bad. Beautiful place, by the way. And growing up, my parents vacationed there a few times, and took me along. You know, they got the mineral baths, right there at the hotels, you'll have the swimming pool and a natural jacuzzi with, hot water coming right out of the ground, the spring water. But, it's like Mexico. The richest man in the world now is from Mexico. It's no longer Bill Gates. And, of course, that's just the nouveau riche, the new rich. Their profits are still public. Gates and these guys are nothing. But at least the publicly richest man in the world is now Mexican. And they are the richest country per capita in the world.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
John. That's right. Sometimes Satan looks fair, but can't you feel how foul? You know, the devil had a brand, let's say Twinkies, cupcakes. You wouldn't be a devil on the cover. You'd be a little angel. But you got to realize, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Aaron Dykes has done two different reports here on air with us in the last week and a half concerning eugenics. And just to recap for audiences out there that are watching this later at PrisonPlanet.tv on the web, who might not have seen the first two parts, or for listeners that might not have heard the first two parts, I'm making a film called Endgame. We're going to have it done in just a couple of weeks. But then it'll take a month or so to get it mastered and then mass-produced so we can sell it and get it out to you and put it on the web. In the process, I meant to end the film with eugenics because I knew eugenics was a guiding force. I knew that a lot of top New World Order people were eugenicists. I knew the Bilderberg Group was founded by a eugenicist. I knew that computers were invented by eugenicists for eugenicists. I knew that H.G. Wells was a eugenicist, the Queen of England was. I mean, I knew that it was important and powerful and a guiding force, one of the main guiding pillars or supporting systems. I have to say it's the pillar and the guiding force. And they're still operating. They have more power than ever. They control every major scientific discipline. It is basically the elite religion. And in part one and two, we went from back in the 1840s when it first developed out of Darwin's theory of evolution of the species. And we're not saying he was a eugenicist, but later his children and grandchildren were. The point is that got seized on because it already made sense to the elite who were already into breeding, had already instinctively witnessed breeding with animals and plants and hybridization. But actually, they didn't like hybridization. They liked purification in their eyes, which actually, now with science, we know actually causes problems, the opposite. But then by 1950 or so, eugenics just becomes more of an attitude of killing people is good. World population reduction is good. Reducing the numbers of the useful idiots or the useless feeders, depending on which term they used, or the eaters. And so many of the famous people we read about, like Margaret Sanger and others, you know, writing letters to the heir of Ivory Soap, Mr. Gamble, later Procter & Gamble, saying we need to, you know, get rid of these black weeds. We need to recruit black leaders who will help us because blacks don't trust us so we can, you know, because they're going to get wise to the fact we want to exterminate them. I mean, we have literally hundreds of quotes like that. I mean, these are published. These are not our opinions. This is in their university papers. This is in the stuff that they, you know, gave the university after they died. And this stuff is all available. And the Nazis coming over here after World War II weren't bringing eugenics here. The eugenics came from England and the U.S. They were just coming home. They were coming to the Mecca. And they fit in like a hand in glove. And it wasn't just Nazis over rocketry. It was Nazis over genetics. And you know, then you learn the head of the Cold Springs Harbor of the Eugenics Records Office after World War II becomes the discoverer of DNA and Nobel Prize winner in the 50s. Well, he won it in the 63, discovered it in the mid-50s. That's Watson. And he's still alive today. And, you know, open eugenics pushing, but then saying it isn't eugenics, but then you read what he says, it's the same thing. You find that IBM started the Human Genome Project. They didn't just fund the Nazis and give them the punch card computers, and that's what the tattoo numbers were entered into. You learn that then they did it in race studies here in the U.S. in the 20s and in Jamaica in 28. You learn that, folks, they literally, every time, I go, let's just randomly spot check this person. Let's spot check the head of this agency, and it'll be a top eugenicist. Let's spot check the head of that agency. And then we have news articles from just the last few years here in Texas where the New Freedom Initiative, where they want to drug half the children, the government says, they come out and I forgot what I said. When you coughed there, I'm not that you coughed. It's not bad that you coughed, Aaron. I just lost my train of thought. I haven't had any sleep. What was I getting into just now? We don't know.
General eugenics. I mean,
it just doesn't even matter anymore. I don't even know why the hell we're here. These people don't care. They don't listen. Let's just play this Aldous Huxley tape. Why don't you describe what people are about to hear with this Aldous Huxley audio, where it came from, some of the points he made. Of course, it's a 45-minute speech with 30, 40 minutes of questions. We can't play all that. Back in 2000, I did play the entire speech and questions when I was doing a nighttime radio show here on the network. But just go ahead, Aaron. Walk us through this Huxley clip as an introduction, then we'll get into all the meat and potatoes.
This is Aldous Huxley, of course, the author of Brave New World, and he's discussing mind control and society control, not in terms of would you do something on humanitarian grounds, not in terms of is there a scientific dictatorship, but what kind will we have? Will it be Brave New World or 1984? And he ultimately argues for his own vision, because, as you'll see, he says it's more economical. And you know, he thinks systematic control, coercion will work better than what he refers to as terrorism, which, of course, is just a matter of fact in the 1984 world. Pretty chilling stuff. Mind control.
So we're going to go ahead and play this clip from 1962 by Aldous Huxley, whose brother was the founder of the World Wildlife Fund with the top Nazi, Prince Bernhard, founder of the Bilderberg Group. Again, the connections go on and on. They have over 1,000 front environmental groups. They're one of the biggest landowners in the world, and they openly are founded for eugenics by eugenicists to carry and to educate the public about why they need to die, basically. And we're now seeing that all with the carbon tax and humans are the problem and how we need a one-child policy or a tax on more than one child. So here is the brother of Julian Huxley, the first director general of UNESCO at the United Nations, openly saying, and of course he gets more into it in his book, book that he wrote many years later about Brave New World, and he also covers it in the speech that, no, this is what the elite's planning. That's why he wrote this book. I mean, you read a book written in 32 about microchips in people's brains, 32, forced drugging of the population. And then, of course, we have Bertrand Russell right here with quotes about how they're going to, with injections, brain damage the children, which they've done quite nicely. I mean, they're doing it to you and telling you how they're doing it to you. And I don't agree with them, and I hate them, and you know they're a bunch of evil creeps. But in a way, they've even got a point because the general public likes to be injected with deadly poison. I mean, you know, because they keep saying they write, well, we're telling you we're going to hurt you and kill you, and see, it's because you're scum. You don't even care. You know, look at how you run around like a bunch of fools. And when I've talked to New World Order people, they've said they don't want your help. That's what they don't even watch. They weren't going to want your warning. That's how they are. I mean, you want to speak before we play this Huxley clip about that psychology they have? Openly tell you.
I'm looking at this Bertrand Russell right now. The top quote is, many people would sooner die than think. In fact, they do. And then the quote you were just talking about, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very, very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers will become psychologically impossible, which will be the exact same thing Huxley's talking about.
Now read the next quote about how we're a bunch of sheep, piece of trash. Here, give it to me. I don't know where it is on there.
I've got it right here. Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species, just as we've heard many times before. A revolt of the plebes, he calls us plebes, will become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. In other words,
I want you to read that slowly again, because I was fumbling around for the papers. Read that quote slowly.
Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes,
general public, that's you,
would become as unthinkable. A revolt of the plebes is as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. We are sheep to them. We are ruled.
Now, before I ever read all these quotes and found literally hundreds of books where they laugh about it and call us slaves all day, I'd seen some of this. I organically, independently for years have said it's another species. They are literally an aberrant, malfunctioning group like cancer who believe that they have a right to rule because they grow unabated. And literally now we're finding all these quotes where they're saying that.
It's just like H.G. Wells all over again, the subhuman species in the time machine.
The Morlocks.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a reference to the plebes or us or the general public in the future.
And he later said that. He wrote more nonfiction books than he wrote fiction. I mean, this is the guy who they openly said was their, you know, Illuminati futurist.
And then the eugenics people...
I mean, he was writing about A-bombs in 1915. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, just at eugenics conferences, they would joke about it, about the time machine, and just as H.G. Wells said...
No, we have their quotes. Yeah, I mean, to tell them, go
it's
ahead.
Not only selective breeding, not only weeding people out through forced sterilization, but it's the stratification, the caste system of races.
Yeah, let's be clear. I mean, for the general public, when they were selling eugenics to mom and pa at the church, it was, we're going to make everybody better. No. The horror you find, you imagine being this evil, is that they're actually saying, no. There's too many smart people. We're actually going to brain damage them and hurt them. And then you wonder why there's a plague on our boys as they sit there drooling in the corner. And I know you won't listen to me. You're going to give your next kid shots.
And there's basis in the stratification way back in Galton's so-called science. He would talk about the probability, and he would match up people of similar grades. When people of similar grades, quote-unquote, would breed together, you know, the statistical difference in intelligence depending upon the grades, but he would always want people from the same grades breeding together. None of this intermixing that actually does make us better. He wants to stratify and have a ruling class and an underclass of, you know, different tiers, just as in Brave New World.
And again, we've actually looked at the new real genetic studies. It's the random splicing of like a really smart person with an average intelligence. You know, it, statistically, you get more intelligent, more healthy people out of that, which you see in plants and other animals. I mean, it's more variety to the human code, causes less malfunctions. Let's go ahead and play the first part of Huxley at Berkeley in 1962.
Traditionally, it has been possible to suppress individual freedom through the application of physical coercion, through the appeal of ideologies, through the manipulation of man's physical and social environment, and more recently through the techniques, the cruder techniques of psychological conditioning. The ultimate revolution about which Mr. Huxley will speak today concerns itself with the development of new behavioral controls which operate directly upon the psychophysiological organisms of man, that is, the capacity to replace external constraint by internal compulsions.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, having their differences ironed out and being made amenable to mass production methods on the social level. If you can do this, then you are likely to have a much more stable, a much more lasting society, a much more easily controllable society than you would if you were relying wholly on clubs and firing squads and concentration camps. In the past, we can say that all revolutions have essentially aimed at changing the environment in order to change the individual. Today, we are faced, I think, with the approach of what may be called the ultimate revolution, the final revolution, where a man can act directly on the mind-body of his fellows. It's exceedingly difficult to see how pure terrorism can function indefinitely. It can function for a fairly long time, but I think sooner or later you have to bring in an element of persuasion, an element of getting people to consent to what is happening to them. Well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. Well, as I say, we now know the reason why these techniques worked, and there is no doubt at all that we can, if we want to, carry them much further than was possible in the past. And, of course, in the recent history of brainwashing...
All right, we're going to back that up, come back and play a few more minutes of it. I mean, there's hours of it, folks. And remember, this is for the public, okay? When you read their actual writings, they just say they're going to kill most of us. All right? We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Now, I know I've been making this point, but I'm going to make it again. There are probably more than 300 books. It's a wild guesstimation. We have scanned through and looked up hundreds. I mean, we're talking about from the 1850s through now, thousands of eugenicists writing books. Let's be conservative, hundreds, where top people in every field, I mean, the heads of nuclear programs, the heads of the Genome Project, the heads of everything, saying they want to kill you. And I mean saying you're not, life is, has no sanctity. And they say, so if it's no sanctity for a baby, there's no sanctity for adults. I mean, they just say it. But see, they decide you don't have sanctity. They're the scientists. They know best. They literally are saying we are lab rats and that we're a scourge on the earth and they're going to kill us. Well, I got news for you, New World Order. I understand you got a thought process and a governing system that rationalizes all the things you do, and you have this whole system. I'm not part of your system, and I'm not going quietly into the night. You and your twit gentleman, lab coat folks, you can go right into the fires of hell, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go back to Aldous Huxley, A Brave New World, whose family were top eugenicists, going back to Darwin, openly getting into how the game is really played, how people love their brainwashing. See, and a lot of you, even though they tell you, you can't, you love George Bush, you love Hillary, you just can't help it. And that's why a lot of us are going to die, thanks to you being weak. Here it is.
Recent history of brainwashing, both as applied to prisoners of war and to the lower personnel within the Communist Party in China, we see that the Pavlovian methods have been applied systematically and with extraordinary efficacy, and has got so deep that it's very difficult for it ever to be rooted out. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But we now, I think, know pretty clearly the sort of statistical structure of a population in regard to its suggestibility. Quite clearly, if everybody were extremely unsuggestible, organized society would be quite impossible. And if everybody were extremely suggestible, then dictatorship would be absolutely inevitable. I mean, it's very fortunate we have people who are moderately suggestible in the majority, and who therefore preserve us from dictatorship, but do permit organized society to be formed. After all, we've had the most incredible example in recent years of what can be done by efficient methods of suggestion and persuasion.
All right, stop it right there. We're going to come back in the next hour, play the last 2 minutes of it, and then get into the modern history of eugenics and then the future, where we're going. The modern history, the present, and the future. We're the full hour with Aaron Dykes, but I wanted to play this clip. We got one more clip from a 1932 film, or is it four? 1934 film, Tomorrow's Children, where they were promoting a CPS, grabbing people's children and sterilizing them and taking them to facilities where they would be drugged until death, of course. That's not very advertised today for you, but that's where these cores of evil come from. It just didn't just fall off a turnip truck last week. But you listen to Mr. Snake Man. He's actually for all this. He's there selling this to the top sociologist in psychology and psychiatry, a master's and PhD students at Berkeley. Packed room, and he's there. Of course, we've got to have the suggestibility for some of the ordered society. I mean, it's a little bit reasonable. See, and now these very people run the media and the culture, and they go, there's no New World Order. There's no.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.